Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcata Economics on Black Friday, just after 1 p.m. East Coast time, where silver has surged $3 and broken the $57 level, and in the midst of a COMEX shutdown. So, was not planning to do a show today, but we have some wild things happening. And first of all, I'm here to console everyone that I know you're all sitting out there hoping that there was going to be a Black Friday sale on the silver price, get a discount on purchases. And I know, unfortunately, that didn't happen. And you're bummed out that the silver futures are up 352 on the day. Spot price up 302, gold up about 50 bucks. Although, as you'll see, it seems like investing.com is having some feed issues. Not surprising, given that the COMEX had their own data issues last night, which we will touch on. So here, if you look at the prices, we see 56.43 in the futures, although we're up over $57 again, crossed that level earlier. Obviously, some volatility in both directions at certain points, although certainly dominantly to the upside. So that's CME's quote. Who knows if they still have coolant in their system, but here you have on CNBC, $57.12 silver price. You could even round up to 57.13 if you'd like, if that helps get you started for the weekend. Man, what was it? We got below 48 bucks, rally back up to 54, then below or somewhere near 48 again. Obviously wondering, is the rally over? Has the sell-off cooked our goose ahead of Thanksgiving? And I get it. Most people didn't eat goose for Thanksgiving, but you could have. And in either case, just wow, what a stunning day. And as we've talked about plenty, I think you had to expect there was going to be volatility once the price finally crossed 50 bucks. Sure enough, that's been the case. And again, here we see 57.11. And of note, again, I would not call these feeds, I'd call them a little suspect today, but we've seen that spread between London and New York all over the map. It had widened out, then it went back into contango at one point. Right now it's about even. And will that help the London market get more silver that they need when they're I'll say it again in case anyone watching today hasn't heard this before, but when I went to the Silver Institute dinner 2 weeks ago and asked my question during the Q&A session, so everyone was able to hear it, and I said, is this a band-aid, this 55 million ounces that came over? Robert Gottlieb, formerly of JP Morgan, said they needed 100 to 150 million ounces, the 55 or so, which actually has grown because there were some big withdrawals last week and potentially this week as well, but still left the free float underneath the daily turnover. So no one seemed in a rush to say, oh, this is conclusively done. And then, as we reported on the channel here on Wednesday, on how there is now a shortage growing because a lot of metal went from China over to London too. And now China is running into issues. Although I might add, if you go on to the Substack, we actually talked about this, I think it was back on November 10th. So not the point in saying that is just that here are the things that we've been saying and how they've happened, and now you're seeing when we warned of China and that this was not a sustainable long-term resolution but more of a band-aid. And now here we sit today with the price above 50, now 57.16. Goodness, wow, what do they got as the high of the day? 57.18 half. So anyway, we're seeing it unfold with silver up 356 on the day. Goodness. Happy Black Friday. And hopefully, since I think a lot of the people watching this video already own physical silver and gold, hopefully that can make up for your disappointment in the lack of Black Friday sale pricing. And I have some other good news that I'll share that should help cheer you up as well. Keep in mind, excuse me, that this last leg of the rally has happened under very unnormal circumstances, let alone that you have India, traditionally a price sensitive buyer, spiking their silver imports. And actually, I do have the latest India data somewhere on one of my tabs here. So I will see if I can pull that one up before we wrap up here today, because the India import numbers surged again in October, which we had talked about, although we have a nice chart that shows really how it looked. And that was rather stunning. Do I have that in? Well, I'll get that at some point before we finish up here. But again, you have this all happening while the dollar has been rallying, and maybe not so much today, although to have silver up $3.50 while the dollar index is only down 8 cents, I think you could say that that fits that criteria. But let's say we look back here where the last leg of the rally really started off. Obviously, you could take many other points, but I like this one on August 18th. Silver at $37, $38. So it's rallied $20 since then, over 50%. What has the dollar done over that same time period? There you see August 18, dollar at 97, 90, right around 98. So point higher in the dollar index while this silver rally has been going on. And excuse my seeming distraction here, but I want to get that chart for you guys that shows the India silver imports, which I did just find, and we will have in just a moment. But anyway, you can see that this stunning rally in silver taking place while the dollar's rallying, and conditions a bit of a complete mess. And wait, so we had the shortage in India, and I'm going to show you in just a second some data, and it's intriguing when you see how much was reported as the imports there, especially when they were shut down for the better part of the month. And here we go. Check this baby out. And as I mentioned the other day, you had this big industrial surge, which sure seemed to be around part of India's solar program back last year. That was a big one. And then there you see the darker green bars. That's 2025, lighter green, 2024. You see the darker green was on the lower side this year and then surged in September, which led us into the issue. And then somehow, even despite being shut down for most of the month, over 1,500 tons taken out in October. Obviously, we've talked about what's happening in London. We've also talked about what's happening in China. Now the COMEX got shut down. It's back online now, although that was. And I suppose there's a variety of ways to look at this. I was talking with Vince about an hour ago, saying now I've heard a lot of people speculating, as he has a quote here, which is interesting. One veteran trader put it bluntly when he suggested someone pulled the plug on the COMEX until they could get their paper books in order. Now, I don't know that that's the case. I also don't know that that's not the case. And whether that's the case or not, although I'll tell you what, as I was talking with him about it, the fact that the spot price just fell off a cliff, I guess that's the gold chart, but the same thing was the case in silver. Spot, the fact that it went down and then we saw a price plummet at the same time, it made me want to say, like, instead of, if you have your suspect in there, be like, oh, well, I don't find anything here. Go have a nice day, sir. Sorry to waste your time. You might want to, like, ask a few more questions. I'll say that. So I won't claim to know exactly what did or did not happen, but for what it's worth, CME is acknowledging a cooling issue at the CyrusOne data centers, whatever that means. Although I won't attempt to have inside technical knowledge of this, although I did, I don't know if this counts as bragging, but I have to say I was the first one I know to find out what the true story. I sifted through all the rumors and got to the bottom of this, as like to do here on the Arcadia channel. And really, it was the tech team who started spilling bourbon. Things got out of control. So I don't know. The cooling issue, Was there, I mean, that's a big step if someone was offsides and then they did this just to cover that up. I mean, don't think it's impossible. I'm just saying that's a pretty big step. I don't know. Are we at the point where that could be the kind of thing that the powers that be are resorting to keep the market in check? That's possible. I mean, this is some uncharted territory we're in here. And in case you're not sure what I'm referring to, let's just look at this again as the clearest numerical, factual data point, not my opinion. I mean, the silver price is clearly in territory it hasn't been. And when you have these other outstanding issues, and here's another thing that I mentioned on the Substack. Don't know if I said here on the show, but in the Silver Institute mid-year survey, they said that the expected deficit is going to be lower than last year, but that was without accounting for the ETF flows. Now, I know there's different ways to put the numbers, and I think depending on what specific question or what you're looking at, there's relevant applications for all of them. Yet I think it's also relevant, well, you see CNBC, Bloomberg posting day after day, the metals are up because now the odds of a rate hike in December going up. Okay. So if their odds of a December cut, not a hike, a cut rather, the odds of a December cut are rising. And also in December, now we're hearing that Trump is going to name his Fed chairman, who, if anyone wants to bet that Trump will name someone who would even think of raising interest rates rather than lowering them, please contact me immediately. I have some gold to wager on that one. So if rates are going to get cut one way or another, and we're seeing that's driving the price, and traditionally the ETFs respond to price momentum, well, if you add in, if those ETF flows continue, or even just looking at the projections they made, if you add in the ETFs, we actually had the biggest deficit yet. So it all, I'm not saying one is more right than the other, although let me put it like this: if the price continues rising and the ETFs keep buying, then the more appropriate number would be to give us an indication of what that would look like, would be the one that the Silver Institute included that showed a 300 million ounce deficit rather than a 95 million ounce deficit, which would be a new record. So some things to think about as you go through the weekend and process this, it's truly fascinating things that are happening. And anyway, even if you don't get to buy silver on sale this week, I hope that this price rally still has you happy. And checking if there were any final notes to add here. But I think that covers it. And hopefully, you just had a great Thanksgiving, getting a nice, relaxing day with your family, watching football, practicing your guitar skills, hopefully. And actually, on one final note, oh, wait, yes, we did have one other one. It's with the cooling system, it kind of reminded me a little bit of this famous one where instead of like blaming on the speculators, it's the cooling system and the radiator went bad. And imagine if you had.
I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to take the action necessary to defend the dollar against the speculators.
The cooling system.
I
Just
have directed
replace it
Secretary.
in there and you get the same meaning. But anyway, we are going to get ready to wrap up. Although I might add, as you may have seen the other day, have our first documentary, rockumentary, if you will, on behalf of Arcadia Music coming out later tonight. Look inside the incredible Halloween Festival from amazing. It was just over a month ago, but here, we'll give you a little taste of the sound. So that will be debuted later tonight on the Arcadia Music Substack. Link in the description field below. Let's see if we can show you what that looks like. But in either case, that'll be coming out later tonight. So go check that out if you'd like to see some music and as you celebrate another truly historic day in the silver market. And with that said, again, I thank you for being here. Hope you had a beautiful holiday, are safe and well out there, and I will see you again soon.